flex on drums, gagging with no sedation. Open surgery, proceeded with you. Being still conscious, conducive to my brutal formation. Erratic tantrum condition, when my hopes win and eviscerated your body's position. Then disemboweled your organs, I envision your guts exhibition, turning into meal portions. My animal friends start getting nauseous from all this waiting for your awful to be served in advance. Time to pull your dribbling rectum, then expose enticing food sources that I'm about to cut off. Every day you're driving in pain, a wandering trail. Your lungs lie pale, and death will prevail. Under the pressure that my spirit is putting against your senses, leaving no room for objection. It's all my brutal inflictions which are transmitting through the tip of the blade of my cleaver, connecting your brain cells to the neural pain signals, eventually causing you to stop breathing. Life's final goal, I was slightly born to fulfill my set goals. Now your body was gone, that no one belonged. Another body on my table, and shut it down with a hoof cut. Curious, it's delicious, barely. I caught myself as a mind and mesmerized by the scent of your birth stuck in blood stains. My screeching deeds sank deeply. What once was your flesh, a mere resemblance of my meal. My animal friend's stomach began burning like gasoline, anticipating my knife, sending you asleep. My own vibrant shield is cut, encompassing my body as your juicy blood slipping into my pocket. Bloody table now containing your carcass. Still though, your organs need to be divided. I'm thinking in a field, non-lethal killing engages. I'm butcher shy and there's what my story entails. Sole existence to feed my animal friends. No mercy on those whose organs obliterated, who dare to venture into death of this forest, subjected to my compulsory corpus. And in the end, I pray my bulls reach a blood and they remain skin as my wrath is gone. Start me out to falsify my furious senses. In my head, I have subdued my parents' need and withheld, linked my own pleasure when victims have fled. No other surgical appliances can miss a place which ends something Kamina may have misplaced. Before I couldn't conceive what was so fascinating in torturing ponies without the moral restraints. Rather than quick killing, I flesh into this new captivating endeavor in form of your anguish. You will witness everything from A to Z. Away from you, fall of your organs in desperate malice. Making your beg and plea your worthless ugly shit. When your compulsory moan hits, I will happily squeal. Turn the stove to the 400 degrees. Hell itself broke loose when high temperatures are stunning your spirit. Saliva begun leaking from beneath your teeth. Cavities just stand buried like burger. Used to be today's cooking programming based on your big fear. By now it would deplete anybody's volition. Ripping your rectum out while feeling its bowel. Inside the body you feel paralyzed. Emptiness possessing your stomach. Your eyes started to get dizzy. Tongues are losing its grip, committing. Your gaze towards the monster mare. With your last breath, cutting blood and swelling lungs of insufferable pain. Begin to end your throat of death. Your lisping speech with which you tried objecting this demented ambition is rather incoherent to distinguish. One tortuous speech was enough to search it and deprive your very mind from its mortal business. Now where I land was tracing nice trail through your Cosmic.